Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are new staff, certainly, but there are a lot of things that are familiar. We've competed against Mike over the years, and certainly I see some characteristics in all three phases of the game that look highly familiar. Less so this week because of the nature of how it happened. Week one, it was first and second down, play passes and things of that nature. It was more circumstantial and reasonable circumstances in terms of in-game play, possession down football, 2 minute and so forth in this game. And so it's less alarming than it was in week one.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into a Football Friday, a PM team Friday tailgate from 4 to 6. Later on in the show from 4 to 6, you can tell us what you're drinking, what you're getting down with on a Football Friday as we get you set for Steelers and Patriots. And for me, Malzi, what a difference a week makes. Last week at this time, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the excitement and the optimism of seeing Aaron Rodgers play for the Steelers in Pittsburgh for the first time. Now I think the sky is falling at Steelers apocalypse and their season is basically already over. And I know that seems reactionary and maybe hyperbolic to some, but that's truly how I feel going into this game. Mike Tomlin there saying two things that stuck out to me as far as preparing for this game and previewing this game. The Patriots coaches now remind him of the Belichick staffs that he never used to beat, that he used to get so scared of and paranoid against. And Aaron Rodgers' hits not being a concern, that they happened under reasonable circumstances. And I think that's going to happen a lot in this game on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers is going to get hit a ton. And 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers getting hit a ton is not good for the long term or short term for the Steelers as far as them being able to put together a winning football team this year. It actually reminds me of how Jets fans described their one season with Rodgers. It really wasn't Aaron Rodgers' fault. It was everybody else's fault. Now I kind of get where they're coming from watching the Steelers team. Defense stinks, can't run the ball. Offensive line gives them no help. And I don't trust the coaches. Aaron Rodgers is on pace to get sacked almost 60 times. The New England Patriots had a lot of money to spend this offseason. They invested it in their front seven. Milton Williams, who should have won the MVP of the Super Bowl, had the game-winning sack for them on fourth down last week against Miami. He's already paying dividends. Harold Landry, who Mike Vrabel knows from Tennessee, had 2.5 sacks against Geno Smith and the Raiders in week one. You add it up, they've already got 9 sacks on the season. So they get to the quarterback. The Steelers can't protect their quarterback. And even when he doesn't get sacked, Chris, how about this stat? This nugget that was dug up. Aaron Rodgers, 2 games in, under pressure. Lowest passer rating in the NFL so far this season. So think about Cam Ward and Bryce Young and some of these other guys who we know stink and we truly think stink. This is not a PFF grade. This is passer rating. And when he's under pressure, he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. Maybe people agree and they don't think the sky is falling at 412-928-9370. I think this is a make or break game for the Steelers. I think they're going to lose it. And I think most of the season is downhill from here. Your thoughts?
Couple things to get started with. I'm not going to get like bogged down in the mire of like, if Aaron Rodgers is under pressure and throws that bomb to Freiermuth and it's caught, what does that do? Because really the broader point stands. You predicted the Seahawks to win last week.
And why? because of defensive pressure. I thought their defensive line was underrated and we couldn't block them. Although here we go again.
Although that might not have actually been the reason. That might not have actually been the reason. It was one of the all-time kickoff blunders that you'll ever see in Calvin Austin running the wrong route. But my point is, I bring this up to start my remarks here because it seems that regardless of how you thought that game was going to go in Seattle's favor, the fact that it did and then the fact that it went that way maybe with stupid special teams, etc., it's almost like it was worse than you imagined it would be as a loss because it seems to have really, I would say, not shaken you, but you didn't telegraph to me on the air that, oh, they're going to lose this game and I think we're going to be coming in Monday and it's going to be a horrifying reality that they're facing.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't feel that way.
So I think whatever confluence of circumstances was in that game really got you in a bad place. I'm not very far behind. I have already amended my season prediction and said I was wrong to say that it would just be your usual ho-hum. They somehow go 10-7. I'm much more alarmed by the excuse-making from the coaches.
Yep.
I'm much more alarmed by the excuse-making from the players. And I'm much more alarmed by the fact that, by and large, when they're not saying, well, this is why this happened and it'll get better, that most of it they just seem to say, eventually it'll click for us. That's what you say when you just think that something's going to happen because you think it should happen, not because you've got solutions to the problems.
Did you notice I mentioned two new guys for New England's defense that have stepped up and made plays?
Yeah. No, I know. And
that's allowed to happen.
And the Steelers have new guys on their defense. Ramsey did close down the Jets game with a great play, and then he got torched against Seattle. I think it's a lot of things at once right now. I don't like their defensive scheme. I don't like the fact that you've got the defensive coordinator in name only saying we warned them about deep crossers and they still got burnt, because that either means the players were given a solution or a key to stopping that play and didn't listen to it, which is bad enough, or didn't communicate it, or they weren't actually given a key to stopping that play. They were told to line up the same way and just be on guard for it. That's bad too. And then here's the other thing. Hold on, I got one more for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Peyton Wilson wears the green dot when Patrick Queen's not out there.
Uh-huh.
You got Juan Thornhill, who's like, he reminds me of, since he's the spokesman for something bad, he always talks even though this defense stinks. Who was that guy, the Iraqi information minister, way back when, like 22 years ago or whatever?
I thought you were going to say he reminds you of Anthony Smith, seeing that they're playing the Patriots. Here's a safety that talks like a big game and can't do anything.
Here's the guy talking and being the spokesman and saying, everything's fine, this is why this happened, while like everything bad is happening behind him. You've got him saying, oh, when he was turning around, it was to make sure he could hear me and I could hear him. And I'm thinking, man, the dude with the green dot who's been arguably your worst player pound for pound on defense is supposed to be the one getting everybody lined up, and he's got to talk to a brand new Steelers player who wasn't good last year for the Cleveland Browns to try to make sure they've got everything in lockstep. I've had this message to me by a lot of fans. I bet you have too. Chris, what the hell do they do in practice and in the preseason? Because that is probably the biggest problem I have and the biggest reason for major worry that I have. They don't look like a well-coached or even a coached team at all.
Do you have a bad feeling about the Steelers and do you have a bad feeling about them in New England on Sunday? Is this only going to get worse? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. It's been well documented on this show and others that they've not won there since 2008. The two biggest reasons why they haven't won there since 2008 are Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Both of those guys are gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. But let me ask everybody this question. Who's got a better coach and quarterback combo in this game? Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, or Mike Vrabel and Drake May already for New England? Drake May's coming off a game where he threw two touchdown passes and ran in another score. He is an emerging up-and-coming quarterback. He's a guy, frankly, that I would give up a lot to get because I think he has a very bright future in the NFL. And Mike Vrabel, even though he was fired in Tennessee, Mike Vrabel went to an AFC championship game with Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback. Mike Tomlin gets all kinds of credit for merely going 8-8 or just a little bit better than 500 with mediocre quarterbacks.
Well, Tannehill wasn't a mediocre quarterback when that happened, which you can credit to Vrabel if you want, but I'm not going to say that he got there with a mediocre quarterback. Go look at Tannehill's numbers. He was a beast those years.
And why was he a beast?
I just said you can credit Vrabel
if you
want.
Well, then I'm going to give him credit because...
He was a beast because he had actually a very good and well-thought-out offense and offensive line with Henry, with two good receivers, with a good line, and Arthur Smith actually dialing stuff up. I mean, he got the most out of it.
At no point was Ryan Tannehill ever considered a top-10 quarterback in the NFL. And they went to an AFC championship game with him, and they were the number one seed in the playoffs the following year. The guy was 54-45 there in Tennessee, went to the playoffs three straight years, had a winning record in 4 out of 6 seasons. I believe he is a significantly better coach right now than Mike Tomlin. Is it because he surrounds himself with better people? He hired Matt LaFleur. He noticed that was a bright offensive mind. He goes to Green Bay. Arthur Smith takes over. They've got Derrick Henry there too. That doesn't hurt. Either way, this guy's gone deeper in the playoffs, and you can't just say, well, he had so-and-so as his quarterback. He had Patrick Mahomes, or he had Josh Allen, or he had Lamar Jackson. No, he actually took a guy that was maybe league average and elevated him, and they won something. So I don't think for years I've been waiting for the Steelers to have the quarterback and coach advantage against the Patriots. Here we go, the first time they've played there since Brady and Belichick have left town, and I still don't feel that way about this game, Chris.
Well, I don't think it would take an almost otherworldly quarterback at this point, I think, for you, and understandably so. Probably I would put myself in the same bucket to feel like they have the coach and QB advantage against a team like New England, because I just think this is, so far, some of the shoddiest coaching we've seen from Mike Tomlin, which is saying something. Drake May is, I would take the Vrabel and May experience over Rodgers Tomlin, mostly because of May, but because Vrabel, who I do think is a little overrated, I think people like fall in love with, he's a football player. Look at that big, mean guy who put people in their place.
He said he cut off his penis to win a Super Bowl.
I know. I thought he got, I thought at times he looked pretty exposed after Ryan Tannehill, you know, kind of hit his athletic peak and then was on the downside, but I still watched the dude go into New England as the opposing coach.
And outfoxed, exactly.
Yeah, I'll let you have it because I know you're fired
no,
up.
No, go ahead.
It.
You're
he
right.
He outfoxed Bill Belichick and had Bill Belichick in a blender with time management because he knew the rules better than Bill Belichick. I think May is probably the next, if I were going to put money on one of these like last 2 years of quarterback class guys, he's the next great one in the NFL. And he also can do one other thing that the Steelers quarterback cannot do, even if he still has the live arm. If the Steelers do get pressure, don't laugh. I know it's a funny concept, on Drake May. He can extend the play and hurt them either with his arm or his legs. The Steelers don't have that. The operation has to be really good, and the operation hasn't been. And the defensive operation has been abysmal. They have better playmakers on the ground. They have two running backs that actually look like a real 1-2 punch, and they know what they are and what they're trying to be. Can somebody tell me what the Steelers actually are trying to be and if they're having success doing it?
Well, they say they want to run the ball, and how's that gone for
run the
so
ball,
far?
Play defense, and have Aaron Rodgers strafe people with play action pass. They do none of those things.
I'm in a dark place with the Steelers going into a very dark place for them, and that's New England on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.